Tutor. I'm Anna, a third-year medical student, and today I'm here with Dean Beckman, who's going to talk a little bit about the admissions process and preparing for a career in medicine. If you have any questions about things you hear on this podcast, feel free to email TulaneTutor@gmail.com, and we'll try to get all of your questions answered. You can find more Tulane Tutor podcasts at audioboom.com/TulaneTutor.
Serving as the Associate Dean of Admissions at Tulane Medical School for the past 10 years, I have observed a variety of approaches to gaining entrance to medical school. I want to share some of the winning strategies. Gaining admission to medical school is incredibly competitive for obvious reasons. Practicing medicine is a career that promises lifelong learning, day-to-day variety of activities with a focus on one's patients and their needs. Traits of physicians that most stand out are a keen curiosity, taking initiative, dependability, keen interest in a variety of things in addition to science, including sports, the arts, music, community service, hobbies such as woodworking, fishing, travel, film, etc. It makes sense that when admissions committees are reading applications, they are looking for evidence of these traits in addition to the ability to do well academically, particularly in the sciences. Does this mean that an attractive candidate for medical school must have a very high GPA and MCAT score? Not at all. In fact, Tulane rejects thousands of applicants who have very high GPA and MCAT scores because, although academics are important, evidence of other traits are even more important in assessing whether an applicant can be thought to have character traits that will sustain him or her throughout a rigorous career. How should you go about learning more about these other attributes? Well, first of all, talk to as many physicians as you possibly can. Get to know them and get to know what they do on a day-to-day basis. Find out what they like about their jobs. Volunteer as an undergraduate to work with a willing physician. By tagging along with the physician, you may have the opportunity to observe the physician's activities, often in a number of different healthcare environments: office, hospital, community, and occasional field trips to professional meetings. Working as a scribe can accomplish the same type of experience, in which the scribe works directly with a physician on a daily basis, entering patient data into electronic records, and doing other kinds of activities that the physician may need help with. These kinds of activities should be sustained for some time, for several months at a minimum. Sustained volunteer work and community service, anything from working on a local public health campaign to joining the Peace Corps or Teach for America, speaks volumes to admissions committees vis-a-vis altruism. Teaching experience is an example of work that suggests the ability to communicate clearly and confidently. These are not all of the possibilities, but at least are examples of things that are meaningful to admissions committees. Research experience is not required by most medical schools, but is impressive only if sustained for more than about a year. And ideally, evidence of abstracts or publications is best, and particularly for those seeking an MD-PhD degree. Finally, those who are successful in being admitted to medical school have figured out their story, and they tell it in a way that sets them apart. Writing a compelling narrative might be intimidating, but should be thoughtfully approached with help from someone who knows you well and can point out what is likely to best describe you as a unique individual suited for a career serving patients. For further specific information with regard to applying to Tulane University School of Medicine, I suggest that you visit our website and go to the School of Medicine admissions website, and you will find on that page a section for prospective students with frequently asked questions. I hope that this helps. Thank you.